Interiors. Entrance Hall. This hall, whose structure reminds the one of the Pantheon, is dedicated to the celebration of Vittorio Emanuele II, leader of the unification of Italy, who has been depicted, thanks to the beautiful bronze statue in the middle of the room by the Venetian Antonio Dal Zotto, which portrays the king in high-ranking officer uniform of Carabinieri Corps. Almost forming an ideal general staff of the army, the aides' busts on the walls remind many generals of Savoy, who died in the battles that led to unification of Italy. Another Venetian, Vittorio Emanuele Bressanin, painted the four episodes of the life of the first king of Italy that complete the decoration of the walls of the room. In the one dedicated to the conference of Vignale, there is the representation of the encounter between Vittorio Emanuele and Marshal Radetzky after the defeat at Novara in 1849, when the young king, who has recently succeeded his father Carlo Alberto, refuses with indignation the shameful condition of delivery put forward by the Austrian general. Note how the white colors of the uniform of Radetzky combine with the red trousers and the green tablecloth on the desk form the Italian flag. In the next scene, Vittorio Emanuele is represented after the battle at Palestro, when French Zouaves, throwing to the sky their red kepis, proclaim him Corporal of Honor because of his capacity and courage. In the third pane, Vittorio Emanuele II and Napoleon III are portrayed while they are advancing side by side with a crowd of jubilant Milanese, and they are waving flags of both the countries when entering Milan after the victory at Magenta on 4th May 1859. The last painting shows finally the entrance of Vittorio Emanuele into the Campidoglio after the Caesar of Rome, which is represented by the imposing ruins of the site as a backdrop to the pace of the king, who is accompanied by the personifications of war, on his right cloaked in tricolor, and victory on the left.